Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Carlos, obviously you guys have to do a lot of gymnastics here due to the suspension. These last two games are the first time that you've really felt the loss and the loss of a roster spot as well.
Yeah, 100%. You know, we saw it yesterday. We saw it today. And we knew at some point, you know, we were going to be facing some type of adversity here. But look, it's part of it, what we're going through it. We'll be fine. You know, at the end of the day, I think, you know, two games, turn the page and be ready for the series against the Nationals. And, you know, some guys will be back available. So, yeah.
In general, what is the biggest challenge when you're going through a randomly a bad play to get ready to get back out there and play?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's kind of what we do, right? You know, we have a lot of this this year. Seems like guys do a good job of just staying ready and, you know, us kind of what potentially move they're going to be making, you know, how we going to attack them and things like that. So, yeah, I thought today, you know, the guys stayed ready and just didn't get it done today.
Okay,
I know it's 79. Yeah, he's fine.
And then also, just how impressive have you been with Adrian Hauser's outings out of the bullpen?
Yeah, very impressive. You know, another solid outing for him today. Two innings, high leverage, you know, the eighth, the ninth on a tie game. I like how he's attacking hitters. I like how he's using all of his pitches, mixing it up, using the two seam, the changeup, the breaking ball. But the biggest thing is he's staying on the attack and he's getting out. So another solid outing for him is going to be important for us.
Just one more. Is he potentially a player as a starter sometime in the future, or do you see him as a reliever?
So right now he's a reliever, especially where we're at now. So, and he's doing a pretty good job of it. So,
Anthony?
Carlos, did Senga throw his bullpen?
He did. Yeah.
Came out okay?
Yep.
Do you have a day?
No, yeah. I mean, I got to get with the medical staff here, and I'll probably, you know more today, tomorrow, see how he comes back feeling, and then we'll probably have a date for it.
Dave?
Gosh, you're already in a long run of 17 straight games. Now I guess it's 14 you're going to have before the break. Considering the way the rotation in the bullpen is, you mentioned before the game about plan A, B, and C. I mean, how challenging at the stretch is that going to be for you guys to kind of get?
Yeah, we're in the middle of it, you know, at the beginning of it, you know, and we got to get ready for, you know, whatever the 14 we got, but just continue to take it one day at a time, see where we are bullpen wise after each game, and then, you know, we'll continue to make those decisions. It'll be fluid, but yeah, there's some versatility here with some of the guys that we have on the current roster. And then, yeah, we just got to continue to get creative here.
In the back.
Kay Rooney, picks 11. The last two games notwithstanding, how invigorating has this last month, last stretch of winning 12 of those 15 games, How invigorating was that for your team?
Yeah, it was good to see the boys play well. You know, obviously after what we went through the month of May, and for us to have a very good month of June, you know, and get back and put ourselves in a better position, knowing that, you know, we still got ways to go and we still got work to do. But I was, you know, very proud of the guys. Very proud of the group, and you know, the expectation is that we will continue to play well and continue to prepare and continue to push each other, and you know, so yeah. But it was good to see them play well for the past few weeks.
Gelbs.
Carlos, back to Severino for a second. When you look at his outing today, how much do you attribute to just some bad luck of balls that, you know, softly hit and found holes?
Yeah, and I think you got to give credit to them, because I thought that, especially the righties, they were doing a really good job of fighting and trying to stay on that two-seam, you know, especially when he needed to get ground balls. They fought and stay inside of it, and you know, that's why we saw a lot of the bloopers and soft contact, but he didn't get the ground balls, and you got to give them credit, because I thought the sinker was good. They put together some tough at-bats. So.
Reber?
Carlos, you had a few options in the 11. Why was Festa the guy you thought was the right
one? I don't know about a few options.
I only had a few, yes.
He was either Festa or Jay, so that's all I had. So I decided to go with Festa with the righties, knowing that I was going to walk Alvarez and take my chances right on right, hopefully get a double play there and get out of the inning. That didn't work.
John?
Because intentionally walking Alvarez, I guess it's probably not a hard choice for you. And then you challenged that liner that
Yeah, no, I mean, we got on the phone and they told us to challenge, and you know, that's the process here, you know. So I think he thought it was close enough, but we didn't get it. So yeah, that was all to it.
And Alvarez, that was an easy call, I guess, right?
What's up?
To walk Alvarez.
Oh, yeah. Look, best hitter in that inning. Obviously, Festa's better against righties. You know, I wasn't going to let Alvarez, and I took my chances of getting a ground ball there with the righties coming up, and we just didn't get it.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.